That's very, very understandable.
Pauline Warchop has texted in, as a season ticket holder, I'd like to inform Mr. Haslam and Mr. Derry at Mansfield that I won't be renewing my season ticket for next season, neither will I be entering Field Mill again as long as Keith Haslam remains chief executive at Mansfield. Paula says the Knox defence was awesome without Alan White in it. That passing,
I would also add to that list as playing very well on Saturday.
I was going, Robin, to comment on the message that you had there about Mansfield Town, because we're all familiar on this programme and in other ways with the fact that there's no love lost between the Mansfield Town supporters and Keith Haslam. I just wonder what the Mansfield Town supporters think of the way in which the club has been put up for sale and of the terms under which it might well be sold. Because my information is, and it's from an extremely reliable source, is that the asking price for anybody going in to buy Mansfield Town is £1.5 million. But that is, we hesitate to call it a catch because it isn't a catch, it would be part of a normal business deal. But under that deal of £1.5 million, Keith Haslam would continue to have the freehold of the ground and would charge Mansfield Town an annual rental. And I've heard a figure quoted for that as well, which is a pretty big figure. He would continue to have the rental, and the new owners would be paying him for Mansfield Town to use Field Mill. But £1.5 million is the asking price, I am very reliably informed, for the club.
What do you think? 0115 934 3434. You can text 07786 201038 or email matchtalk@bbc.co.uk. We'll talk to Jack in Calverton in a minute. First, the news headlines from Andrew Burden.
Good evening.